This is Mythical.
We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. From Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans, they've got you covered.
Heck yeah, they do. Their products come in a variety of amazing colors, from classic black and white to pinks, greens, yellows, and blues. And the best part, Nicole, everything's non-toxic.
Josh, I've been in the market for a kettle for months.
Yeah, I've heard you talk about it a weird amount.
Yeah, I've bought like a bunch, returned a bunch, but I just got my hands on the Great Jones Fellow Kettle collab, and I got it in the color broccoli, and I'm so excited to make artisanal teas and coffees. I'm trying to get on my coffee game right now, and I'm so excited to use a gooseneck kettle. We have no idea.
I'm excited to use their yellow hot dish, aka casserole dish. Shout out to Minnesota and Fargo, North Dakota. I'm at that point in my life where I'm like, I'm an adult, I should have nice vessels to serve food out of.
Sure, fair.
Instead of just serving it on like stainless steel restaurant style things. And I like it. It's cute. It's got a good design. Bakes really well. Holds heat. I'm in, baby. And once you try Great Jones, you'll want to share it with friends. They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays, it's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life.
So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old, rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code SANDWICH. That's greatjones.com, promo code SANDWICH.
You eat pounds of it on Halloween, you get it squirted into your mocha, you gift it to your romantic partner. Everyone loves chocolate, but there's one question burning up our brains. Is chocolate candy? This is a hot dog is a sandwich.
Ketchup is a smoothie.
Yeah, I put ice in my cereal, so what?
That makes no sense.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
What? Welcome to our podcast, A Hot Dog is a Sandwich. Why am I going baseball announcer? Just a bit outside. Welcome to our podcast, A Hot Dog is a Sandwich, the show where we break down the world's biggest food debates. I'm your host, Josh Scherer.
And I'm your host, Nicole Hendizadeh.
And today we're talking, is chocolate candy?
Oh my gosh.
Ooh, this is a toughie. This is one that I had never really thought about.
A toughie?
I think it's a bit of a toughie.
Really? I don't think it's
this
that.
Is one that we've been suggested a lot from people. Mm-hmm. We got this in our Instagram DMs.
A few times, yeah.
Gotten a lot of weirder things in our Instagram DMs, but this was one of the less weird ones that I thought was a really good one to talk about. But Nicole, you worked in a chocolate shop.
Yes, I did. A fancy one.
Was it a candy shop or a chocolate shop?
Okay. It was definitely a chocolate shop, but we also had confections.
Ah.
But I would say the answer of is chocolate candy is no, it's not.
Whoa. Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm going to say. You know, I'm going to do the classic.
In the 17th century.
Far before the 17th century, Nicole. The roots of chocolate go back thousands of years, dating back to the Nahuatl Aztec word, xocolatl, referring to the bitter drink that was made with the cacao beans that was reserved only for kings and the visiting conquistadors. Mm-hmm. Visiting conquistadors, Jesus, the conquering conquistadors. That was a way to wash history. The conquering conquistadors were gifted xocolatl, and they said that it actually had an intoxicating, almost a mollifying effect on their nerves. No, I think chocolate candy, though.
No, it's not.
Yeah, what? Snickers, is it a candy bar or a chocolate bar?
It's a chocolate bar.
It's a candy bar.
It's a chocolate bar.
No way. Like when you give out candy on Halloween, right?
You give out things. No, it's an okay. You can put it under the umbrella for like kids. Again, like I just don't think
you're dumbing down your nomenclature for the children.
Exactly.
Nicole cares about kids.
I always dumb down my nomenclature for children. Are you kidding me?
You did teach like children's cooking classes.
I did, and it was quite fun, and I loved it very much. Especially
did that even when you started working here, right? You would like moonlight on the weekends.
I would.
Yeah.
My favorite thing was one time I was teaching a tacos and tamales class, and some kid just went elbows deep into the masa, just punching like, "Hey Nicole, look!" And like, and then he would just lift his hand up, and it was just covered in masa. And I'm like, "Well, I gotta throw 10 pounds of that away."
That's why I don't like kids, because you know that like his hand was not clean. Children's
that's okay.
Hands never clean.
Yeah, I would actually teach truffle rolling classes to kids too.
Really?
Back like when I was like 20, 21 too.
Oh my god, you taught those kids how to make candy.
I taught them how to make chocolate truffles. Okay, what about Josh? What about chocolate flavored candies like Tootsie Rolls, like taffy? What about that?
To me, oh boy, does that have actual chocolate in it? Because that's,
I don't know.
This is not dissimilar from the is a hot dog a sandwich debate in the sense that hot dog both refers to the meat tube, mm-hmm, as well as the finished dish,
sure,
inside the bun, right?
Yeah.
That was the thing when Alton Brown, and I, for some reason, took like an entire day to try and troll Alton Brown on Twitter because I would like him to be on the podcast, but
come.
I don't think he likes me anymore. Alton Brown, we love you.
I like him. He likes me. He doesn't know me. How can you not like someone you don't know?
Yeah, that's fair. I think maybe it's just my low self-esteem.
I think
I love Alton Brown.
Yeah.
But anyways, he tweeted, like, of course a hot dog is a sandwich. So I just tweeted a picture of a naked hot dog at him and was like, you're telling me this is a sandwich? Because, I mean, it is reasonably referred to as a hot dog in the same way that chocolate is literally, like, you know, a plant. I mean, you could call it the cacao bean, but if you're talking about raw, unprocessed chocolate, that's still chocolate. But then you kind of switch that so far over to, like, a Tootsie Roll, which likely has at least a little bit of real chocolate in it, not just a fake flavor extractive, I assume at least. So that, like, you know, is that a chocolate? Is a Lindt truffle a chocolate that is made with unprocessed chocolate? Those are two distinct different things. So when you say the word chocolate, you're referring to like multiple different steps within the process.
Sure. Yes.
Lot of people don't. As a kid, I remember rummaging around the house looking for sweets because I had a little sweet tooth and I really wanted it.
Yeah.
And I saw Hershey's like unprocessed cocoa unsweetened baking powder.
Oh, I know
powder.
What you did.
Uh-huh. And I was like, oh my God, I know what chocolate is. This says chocolate.
Yeah.
This must just be a sweet, delicious powdered chocolate. I'm going to put it in my mouth. And I took a huge spoonful of just dark baking cocoa and just went,
yeah,
and just spit it all over.
Yeah.
Because we refer to chocolate like as, you know, Hershey's Kisses. That's a chocolate.
Yeah, it's a brand.
It's a brand, yeah.
Yeah, but there's actually a TikTok trend where parents are feeding their children cocoa, and then they're like, chocolate, chocolate? And then they're like, yeah, chocolate, man, you suck.
TikTok is deeply troubling to me.
Yeah, have you ever seen the one where they have the water bottle and they like shake it on the kid?
No, what?
Oh my God.
Yeah, dude, there's a weird like fine line of slightly abusive parenting on TikTok. Like there's a lot of reasons to be uncomfortable about TikTok. There's certainly a lot of young people dancing in a provocative way.
Yeah.
That just come up on your feed randomly.
I deleted TikTok like 6 months ago because it's good for my health.
We have like a professional TikTok and occasionally, you know,
of
we'll just scroll through it.
But like my brain can't handle like all of the like information that was like in like 7 seconds.
No,
like,
there was just like a video of a parent feeding a child like ghost pepper.
No way.
Like an infant.
That's screwed
up. And he was like, I didn't actually feed him ghost pepper. It was a joke. But it was like, I don't know, man. Like it looked pretty real. And kids started crying. Like, that's very strange. So, this weird like. Even the Jimmy Kimmel segment of taking the candy away from the kids.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know. Do you want to like intentionally cause distress to children
views? I mean, I don't know. I feel like children need to experience like levels of like happiness and sadness and stuff like that.
Yeah, but you shouldn't.
Halloween candy.
I don't think you should artificially inflate those kids' levels of happiness and sadness on your whims, especially for Jimmy Kimmel.
I'm not a doctor. I don't know anything about that, but I do know about chocolate and candy and chocolate are two very different things.
No. Let's get back to parenting.
No.
My biggest fear is that I'm just going to irrevocably screw a kid up.
You might.
By having the best intentions.
Then you just know, don't have kids.
But then they're like, he didn't take any of my candy away and I never got on Kimmel. Now I'm messed up and now I wrote a book about it flaming my parents. Anyways, the point is, I think now chocolate has come so far that when you refer to the idea of chocolate, you are referring to a sweetened bar, right? Even like the Webster Dictionary definition of chocolate says like most likely sweetened. So I think you're referring to the processed product akin to a Hershey's bar, a Lindt truffle, the little Dove ones that we got in the office.
Do you know that my mom takes a bag of them, the milk chocolate ones, and puts them in the freezer? And then every now and then I go and I take one and then and it's really cold. And then I read the little note that says, you deserve this. And then I roll it up in a ball.
Girl, you do deserve
and
this.
And then I roll it up in a ball and I throw it over the balcony.
That was just a long way to say that you casually litter often.
It's okay. It's pretty. It's blue.
Have you ever had... I've always wanted to try the original Aztec drink, Chocolatl.
There's a place that called Choco Vivo that does ceremonial chocolate.
Is that in like Culver City-ish?
Yeah. They do ceremonial chocolate drinking experiences. We used to do stuff, the chocolate store I used to work at, we used to do ceremonial chocolate stuff too sometimes. Very weird. Like they like weirdly fetishize chocolate as like this like amazing like supernatural, like,
it is.
Ceremony. And it is, but I feel like people, like, co-opt that. And,
like, I know what you mean. It's like, God, there's, like, a lot of white dudes slinging matcha tea now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's sure. Totally a thing. Especially, like, using the term ceremonial grade matcha and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I have been to an actual matcha tea ceremony. It was in Where? Beverly Hills, Tempura Endo. I got a free meal there.
Oh, my gosh, you went to Tempura Endo and you didn't tell me? You're mean.
This is a long time ago.
Bad boss.
I would not accept many free meals unless it was something I wanted, which, yeah, wow, what a moral hero. I didn't do a thing unless I really wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like a $350 tempura tasting menu experience.
I know Tempura Endo.
Have you been?
No. I'm not going to spend $350 on tempura. I'm sorry.
It was pretty cool, dude. They'd like swish it in the tempura and then the chef would just hand it to you. Like, and I'd just pluck in this like truffle stuffed tempura scallop out of this dude's hands and they have like the yuzu salt and all that. But they did a matcha tea ceremony. But anyways, there is a coffee shop in Boyle Heights that is like trying to make the chocolate as accurately as possible.
That's awesome.
As they did in like the Aztec days, including with like the agua miel, like the natural sweetener.
That's awesome.
And that sounds really cool. And it's funny because now, you know, people think of chocolate as a European thing, right? Swiss chocolate, French chocolate, all this.
Yeah, that's incorrect.
It is, yeah. And I mean, that stuff was all just like colonized and brought over, but that becomes our kind of like main frame of reference right now. And especially when we're talking about candy making and chocolatiering and all that stuff, like you think of the French tradition, which the chocolate making and candy making are two very, very distinct skill sets.
Yeah. Like, right? I'm not going to put a truffle, a beautiful Krug champagne truffle, dusted in beautiful 90% cocoa with a gummy worm and say, these are the same. I'm not going to say that.
But they do have similarities in a way. Right?
Just because they are fortified with sugar?
They're fortified with sugar, but also the way that I think you eat them as like a treat. Like, it's not a meal. Because if you look at like patisserie, right? Like pastry stuff.
Yeah.
Like that can be eaten as a snack, whatever. But that is like a very, very common breakfast all across Europe. I mean, also all across like Mexico. You look at like conchas and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You
know, pan dulces.
Yeah, pan dulces. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, pastry making is a lot to do with an actual meal, whereas I think candy making and chocolatiering, which I do consider like part of the same thing, they're just little treats, right? They're literally like confections. It's like a fun
confections.
They're lollies.
But they're different. There's so much like artisanal knowledge that you have to be able to create like gummy candies and like confections. And then on the flip side, the same thing with chocolate. Like, have you ever tempered chocolate?
No.
It's the worst experience in the world.
Sola, save us.
It's the worst. If you don't know how to. Okay. Tempering chocolate is honestly a headache. Like, it's all dependent on.
What does tempering chocolate actually do?
So it creates a really beautiful snap and texture whenever you coat it with something. So you like take it to a certain degree and then you bring it down and then you bring it back up and then you like swish it about like on a surface. I haven't done it in a long time, as you can tell. But it like really helps make this beautiful, like snappy, shiny chocolate.
I made a chocolate covered baseball cap once.
What's a baseball cap?
Baseball cap.
A hat?
Yeah. Do you not call it a baseball cap?
It's a hat.
Are all hats baseball caps? This is a hot dog as a sandwich.
You're
no, like I'm literally with this a baseball cap. It's like a hat with a brim on it.
Is that an Outback Steakhouse hat? Give me
that.
Oh,
yeah. Shout out to the Outback Steakhouse. We made a Bloomin' Onion cheeseburger.
It's sweaty.
Yeah, it's very sweaty. I ran this morning. We made a Bloomin' Onion cheeseburger on TikTok, and then Outback sent me a hat and some other stuff. I do love the Outback. So good day, mates.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
What about caramel? Is yeah. caramel a candy?
Of course.
Or is it like caramel?
Here's another another brain buster for you. When you refer to something as a candy, I think it is like a finished dish.
Huh?
In a way, a candy has a sense of completion to it. As in, like, is a chocolate chip a candy?
No.
But is a Hershey's Kiss a candy?
No.
What?
It's a chocolate.
Okay, is a Reese's cup a candy? Right?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying there's a sense of completion to it. Like, you have made an all-inclusive snack sort of thing. Snack, treat, whatever, right? That you're, like, supposed to eat. So, like, the kind of more raw and less finished something is, the less likely you are to call it a candy. Like, to me, like, a straight-up Hershey's bar versus a Hershey's cookies and cream bar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a Hershey's bar.
Are those different to you?
Like, a Hershey's bar, I don't consider, like, a candy in a way. Even though I said that chocolate is candy and whatever, I'm still trying to reason this out in my mind. Because to me, I'm like, no, a candy has some sort of effort put into it.
You don't think chocolate has are you kidding me?
No,
chocolate
some
has
sort
so
of,
much effort
some
put
sort
into
of,
it.
Some sort of, like, mental effort to, like, it's like if you got a sandwich that was plain bread.
Uh-huh.
I'd be, or even butter on bread. I'd be like, that's buttered bread. That ain't a sandwich. In the same way that
in
I feel.
In between two slices of bread is just butter?
Yeah.
That's a butter sandwich.
See, but I wouldn't consider that a sandwich in the sense that someone's like, yo, I'm going to go eat a sandwich. And then you just get a butter sandwich.
Have you ever?
That's like some Great Depression era stuff.
Are you kidding me?
And the butter's cut with sawdust.
Do you know what I have?
And you
got
to wait in line to get a job at the mill.
Do you know what me and my family do in the mornings? You take a piece of bread and then you take a piece of cold butter and then you have tea on the side with some sugar and you eat the butter sandwiches.
Well, yeah, I'm not denying that bread and butter is a great food. The other day in the kitchen when Trevor made those loaves of bread, we just sat there and slathered it in butter and salt.
That was really good bread. I still have the bread.
Really?
It's still
Oh, no, I made a torta with the bread.
Yeah,
I
saw it was good. It looked good.
I still got that guaca salsa in the fridge.
Guaca salsa.
Speaking of guaca salsa, just a thin avocado salsa to me. Wow, what a treat.
What a
treat. So fun to make at home.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, the point is I think candy has a sense of completion to it, as in a Hershey's cookies and cream bar to me is a candy, whereas a Hershey's bar itself is not. Even a Hershey's crackle bar, you put
what?
A couple little Rice Krispie thingies inside of a thing, I think that then becomes a candy. There has to be
no
some sort of addition
way.
To the chocolate for it to be a candy.
That makes no sense. I can't rationalize what you're saying right now at all.
In the same way that I feel, and I feel the definition of candy has evolved. If you look at Willy Wonka.
Yes.
Willy Wonka
my
and the
king.
Chocolate Factory. This is not, we stan sexy Willy Wonka. Have you seen sexy Willy Wonka on TikTok?
I'm going to Google it. No.
There's a guy on TikTok. He's like a very sexy man. And he dresses like like Johnny Depp's Willy Wonka.
This guy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ah!
Yeah, he's sexy Willy Wonka.
Shut up!
Yeah, it's really jarring, but I watch a lot of his videos. He is quite sexy. But anyways, in this song, The Candyman Can, in the original Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, that is not Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which is the original name of the book and also the Johnny Depp movie, The Candyman implies that marshmallows are a standalone candy. Stop. Oh my God, he has an OnlyFans.
Oh my God,
looking.
He has an OnlyFans.
Stop, close. This is a work laptop.
Can I have the company card for like 5 minutes?
No, we're not getting OnlyFans. If it's for research, I think we can. Also, guys, go to onlyhams.org.
OnlyHams.
We don't know what we're going to do with the website yet.
Please write in the comments, wherever they may be, what you want to see on onlyhams.com.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, .org.
Yeah,
personally, onlyhams.org. Personally, I just want to see Josh picking up some hams. Just throwing the hams across the room.
Yeah.
Shirt, maybe. Apron, possibly.
Yeah, it'll be like a cropped apron, though.
What's a cropped apron?
You cropped apron. You cut it off at the midline.
That defeats the purpose of the apron.
Yeah, no, but it's sexy. Like sexy Willy Wonka.
Josh! That's not if you're walking around.
I got the jorts, and I got the cropped apron, and I'm holding hams, baby. Go to onlyhams.org.
Just like, have you ever seen people work out with those, like, big, like, juggler things? Have you ever seen those, like, big batons?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
just
swinging a hams?
Swinging the hams.
I like this idea. What were we talking about?
Was Willy chocolate Wonka. Candy? Willy
also,
Wonka.
Is a marshmallow candy to you?
Oh, my God. Is
right?
it? No. A marshmallow. It's like a confection. But see?
What's a confection?
A confection is the overarching umbrella. And then there's chocolate, candy, etc.
Chocolate, candy, etc. And that's all under the umbrella of confection.
I would
to
say
me,
so.
I think you can raise candy to that umbrella term.
So,
I think
okay.
confection is just like, you know, a pedantic word to describe candy.
Hmm.
You know what I'm
maybe.
Saying?
Maybe. It might be.
I think
be.
Under candies, you have under candy as the overarching, I am physically making
yeah,
an
me too.
Umbrella. We're both hands overhead making an umbrella motion.
I wish
motion.
We had this recorded right now. It's so funny.
We have candy at the top, and then you have gummy candies. You have caramels. You have chocolate bars.
What's toffee?
What? Toffee what is, toffee is part caramel? Of the caramel family.
But it, what if
but
it's
also,
coated in chocolate?
Well, then I think, of course, then you have, you know, sort of like mixed phenotypes, and that's fine.
Yeah,
but there's a Venn diagram. There's a Venn diagram. But all under the umbrella of candy. And then you have your hard candies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Licorice, you could maybe throw into the, you know, gummy, chewy candy
throw
line.
It in the garbage.
What about gum? Is gum candy?
Gum is
they
candy.
They sell it at candy stores. Gum's candy? You don't even eat gum. That's BS. Gum ain't no
gum
candy.
Gum is candy.
What about chocolate-covered gum?
I never had chocolate-covered gum because I'm not a monster. I have had chocolate-covered gummy bears, and those are my favorite thing in
really?
The whole entire universe.
Ugh, what a clash of flavors and textures. It's terrible.
Well, yeah, there's a clash. That's so weird. Maybe because they're different. I'm convinced that chocolate-covered gummy bears are the best sweet ever. Oh, sweet.
Really?
Sweets.
They're all sweets.
Sweets.
Yeah.
So it's
also known as candy.
Okay.
if you're under the age of 65, you don't call them sweets. You call them candies.
Okay, let's go
oh,
back.
Oh, they're lollies. Oh, let's go to the lolly shop. Yeah, they're all under the umbrella of lollies, Nicole.
Let's
I've
go
got
to the
my fizzy wing bangers.
Let's go to the pharmacy. Get an egg cream and a lolly.
Hold up, dude. Egg creams are fire, though. For those of you who don't know egg creams,
oh
it's
gosh.
Just like heavy cream
There's
chocolate
no
syrup
egg.
In soda.
There's no egg.
Yeah, it's just cream. It's just milk soda, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I grew up drinking Pepsi mixed with milk.
Wow.
Says a lot.
That's crazy.
Do you know what, does that... But it curdles after like 3 minutes.
Yeah, no.
Because the acid.
That does not interest me.
But that was
me
like
at
a
all.
Treat. I grew up. We didn't call
a
it anything.
A treat.
That was like a treat. My mom would be like, "You want some? Like, hey, you seem sad. You want some Pepsi milk?" I'd be like, "Yeah."
Shut up.
When I describe so many things from my childhood.
Josh!
It just seems like I told a story yesterday about my brother, like, blackmailing a waitress from Ruby's who was also my babysitter or something. I don't know. Like, it seems more messed up than it was. It was fine. I had a good time.
Dude, he was a child blackmailing a waitress?
Yeah, whatever. You know, I mean, not like hardcore. Like, we got some Ruby's gift certificates out of it. Does Ruby's exist anymore?
I don't know what Ruby's is.
Never, they're like, on piers
I've
everywhere.
Never
they're like
been
a 50s
to a
diner.
No, I've been
yeah,
to Johnny
like
Rockets, though.
Johnny Rockets. My brother also worked at Johnny Rockets.
He did. You told
yeah,
me he had
that's
long
when I met
hair.
Jim, I met Joe Millionaire.
Who?
Joe Millionaire. You don't know Joe Millionaire.
Who's
it was
Joe
a reality
Millie?
Show on Fox where they had a bunch of women competing to marry a millionaire named
oh.
Joe, and he was real sexy.
Oh, and then he wasn't a millionaire.
Yeah, and they found out he was a construction
yeah.
worker.
Yeah.
He was just like a construction worker working on a project across from Johnny Rockets. This is long after the show had aired, and I walk into Johnny Rockets, and there is Joe Millionaire.
I can't believe you remember
still
that.
Sexy, wearing a full construction outfit.
Was he wearing a Willy Wonka costume?
No, he should have been.
Josh, I don't understand why you don't understand that chocolate and candy are different.
No,
you just said they're clash.
No, I said chocolate and gummies clash.
But what if, okay.
Candy is the overarching umbrella term
no.
for all of this.
Sweets.
For all.
It's not.
No. So what is a candy to you?
A candy is, you ever had dots?
Yes, dots are garbage.
Dots
are candy. Dots are a hard candy
they're,
under the
they're
umbrella
not
of
hard.
Candy. Dots are hard. Oh,
dots
no, not dots. I'm thinking
you're talking,
of...
You're thinking of candy sheets.
What are the ones where you get the... You have to rip the little things
yeah,
off the paper
sheet?
And you eat a lot of paper?
Yeah. It's the sheet of like a
yeah,
rippable
God,
candy.
Are
what are those called?
Yeah, dots are a gummy candy.
They look like pimples.
They do. Sheets. It's a very Dr. Pimple Popper thing.
Yeah. And they're called candy buttons.
Yeah, candy buttons are trash, but they're a hard candy.
Yes,
I'm saying
are.
All of these, like when you can literally add an adjective... to a word to create, you know, a different meaning and subgroup,
mm-hmm.
then that means that candy is the overarching umbrella term. You have a hard candy, you have gummy candy, you have chocolate candy. All these
I don't
is
think
to say,
chocolate candy is correct because if I say, hey, do you want a chocolate
ooh,
candy? And then
good...
I give you a truffle versus
oof.
I give you a Tootsie Pop, like
oof.
Those chocolate candy means something totally different
oof.
Than what you're trying to say. Big oof.
I know. I realized that right when
yeah,
I said
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
I was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
oh, no.
Yeah, a chocolate candy is a chocolate.
But what about like a chocolate? But what about like a chocolate candy bar? Why does the term candy bar seem to imply something different? Because the Three Musketeers, right?
Yeah.
Like that's a chocolate candy bar.
It's a chocolate bar.
It's not, you would not call, you would poo-poo the term candy bar to describe a
hey, can you get me a candy bar?
What do you think of a candy bar as?
Payday.
Payday.
The one without chocolate.
You were able to pick the one without chocolate.
Abba Zaba.
Also, one of my favorite, Abba Zaba's taffy. Also, one of my favorite candy bars ever is a Payday.
Ew.
I know. Everyone hates it, but you're the one who likes Grape Nut cereal over, like, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, because I believe in fiber being very, very important, and Americans do not recognize how important fiber is in their diets.
That is true. I love the simplicity of a Payday. It's like they know who they are. They don't need to add anything. Also, people don't seem to understand that the chocolate candy bar taxonomy. Like, if you take a Three Musketeers and you add caramel, that becomes a Milky Way.
Yes.
If you add peanuts to that, that becomes a Snickers. If you take away the caramel and you add nougat, that becomes a Baby Ruth. You take the chocolate off of Baby Ruth, that's a Payday. They're all the same, Nicole.
Yeah,
they're
but
all the same.
I think give me a chocolate bar versus give me a candy bar. I think those...
A chocolate bar is a bar of chocolate. A candy bar, like a bar of pure chocolate. Like, yo, this recipe calls for 3 chocolate bars. As opposed to, like, candy bars.
Damn it.
Which are predominantly chocolate. I understand that there's, like,
but
addition
hey,
to
okay,
it.
Okay, but the word bar, hey, can you get me a candy from the, can you get me a candy from the bucket? Like, get me, or can you get me a chocolate from the bucket? Trick or treat bucket, by the way.
Okay, I thought there was just I was trying to picture a random bucket. like our oil bucket in the kitchen. Like, go reach your hand in the oil bucket, see fish for some candy.
No, like if I went trick-or-treating, which, yeah, I'm 27, I might just go trick-or-treating this year. I'm just going to go around to the different studios around here.
I'm just going
to
go egg houses, but just Rhett and Lynx.
That's funny. But imagine, like, you go trick-or-treating, and there's a big orange face of a bucket. And then I go, hey, can you get me a candy from the bucket? And then you give me a Snickers, and I think that's incorrect.
And really?
And I say, hey, can you get me a chocolate from the bucket? And then you give me a pack of nuts. That's wrong.
No, but if you're saying get me some chocolate from a bucket, that's the same thing as saying get me like some gummies from the bucket. Because the bucket is filled with candy. And you need to differentiate what kind of candy you want to let me give you the optimal experience. So if you said, like, get me a chocolate and I got you dots, obviously I would be incorrect. But if you just said get me a candy and did not specify choosing dots or Snickers, I would be correct in doing that.
No.
If you had a preference... You would tell me in the same way that, like, I mean, road trip test. Road trip
test. No, I knew you were going to bring up
you,
the road trip.
The road trip test is.
I literally wrote it here. Josh, what did I say?
Josh is a hole, man.
You know how you talk about the road trip rule? Let's talk about the 5-year-old rule.
What's the 5-year-old rule? Okay, well, road trip rule. If we're talking about the idea, if we're on a road trip, we bring this up a lot, and you said, get me a sandwich, you came back with a hot dog, you feel misled. However, if you were so unpicky as to just say, get me a sandwich, who the heck just says a sandwich?
Get me a sandwich?
Like, get me a ham sandwich. Get me an egg salad sandwich. Get me, you know, whatever. If they don't have that, get me the next best thing, you know? Then that's your fault if you didn't specify what kind of sandwich you want. Mm-hmm. That's your fault if you didn't specify what type of candy you want, but obviously you had a preference. So Snickers is absolutely a candy. But another point that just disagrees with my entire argument, the chocolate is not the part of Snickers that makes it candy.
That's what I'm saying.
I know. And now I'm realizing that I just agree with you the
That's
whole time.
Exact.
Chocolate ain't candy.
But
chocolate
now,
is a part of candy.
But see, now I agree with what you said.
Did we just switch?
I hate
Let's
you.
Switch chairs. Let's switch chairs.
No,
switch
no,
chairs.
No,
musical
I don't
chairs.
Want to. I'm comfortable. Wait, you're so annoying because I just totally believe that chocolate is candy now.
Yeah. But now I've completely switched the other way.
I hate you.
Because the chocolate is literally almost a part of candy that takes it away and farther away from being candy.
That's what I thought, but now I think it's all encompassing and it all belongs together.
Because if you said, like, get me a candy, and it, like, if road trip, we're at 7-Eleven, we
Sour
stop.
Patch Kids.
I got a pee pee, even though most 7-Elevens don't have bathrooms, which is a thing you learn living in a city.
Sure.
Because you try and pee in 7-Elevens.
Yeah.
Anyways, and I go, like, hey, grab some candy, and you come out with just like pure chocolates.
That'd be wrong.
I'd be pretty pissed.
Yeah, but then if I say, bring me a candy, and it's Sour Patch Kids, I'd be very happy.
But if you brought me a Snickers, I would also be happy. But
see, that's what I'm saying. I think the word bar is like tripping us up.
But even not even bars, because so many of those candy bars now have like mini little versions that aren't in bar form, like Snickers Bites.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
is that
it's not
a candy?
The bar.
Is that a candy?
I think that is a candy, but that said, so are Payday Bites, and Paydays don't have chocolate. Do you see what I'm saying? So it is literally like, it is a chocolate-coated candy. The candiness is on the inside of it. The chocolate is merely the wrapper in the vessel. It's like how gum is not paper, it just comes wrapped in it.
So I believe that chocolate is candy. We literally just switched.
Chocolate ain't no candy. Chocolate is a very important part.
Chocolate is under the umbrella of candy.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Maggie.
Chocolate. Maggie, help.
Maggie.
Help. We tangled ourselves in a knot. You ever see like two kids on the soccer field where they just keep kicking the ball, but they're kicking at the same time. So they're stubbing their toes against each other. That's where we ended up here.
I'm in an entanglement.
Which is not a bad thing.
Yeah.
I think that's totally fine. And when it comes down to it, chocolate, like, it's just a plant.
Yes.
It's a plant.
It's a
just
fruit.
A plant that goes. It's a fruit. Chocolate's a fruit. It's got seeds.
Yep.
It's a fruit.
Uh-huh.
You can make a chocolate salad.
Yum.
You can make a chocolate fountain. You can make, you know, fondue,
just chocolate soup. But I think we should find out exactly what our answer is. It's chocolate candy on three. One, two, three.
No!
Yes!
Wow.
I just
completely switched. Chocolate isn't candy. I mean, I think most people actually agree with that by the numbers or some polls taken. But I think the larger umbrella of candy does encompass many different things. And really, chocolate... it's in your own heart, and it's what you take away from children so you can get clout from Jimmy Kimmel. And Nicole, that, now that's the real candy.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset, hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Well, Nicole, that was your stomach rumbling. Oh my God.
I'm hungry.
She speaks.
I'm hungry.
Oh, are you hungry? Nicole, drink this Red Bull. It'll help.
I'm so embarrassed.
Nicole, we've heard what you and I have to say. Now it's time to find out what other wacky ideas are rattling out there in the Twitterverse. It's time for a segment we call
Opinions Are Like Casseroles!
All right, starting off with Darby Roseblood. What?
That's a cool name.
It's a cool name. Cheese is the best dairy product.
Yeah. I love cheese. Mm. I could eat cheese every day. But I'm lactose intolerant, but I still eat it every day.
No one eats more cheese than lactose intolerant
people.
Which is wild to me. It would be like if someone's like, I'm allergic to peanuts, but I can't stop sucking down peanut butter. Like, I stabbed myself with an EpiPen.
The thing is, we're not allergic, we're intolerant. So, like, we can take an enzyme called lactate. Well, I don't know what lactate. I just eat lactate pills. And then I just go down to the cheese town.
I dig on cheese. I think cheese culture is very fun. I respect the fact that people have put millions of hours of work and blah, blah, blah into it. But I don't know, dude. I eat so much yogurt.
You eat yogurt.
I eat a lot of yogurt.
That's
a big yogurt
guy. That's because you're healthy. Not healthy, but like...
Yeah.
You're aware...
My own version of...
You're like conscious of like your fat content you consume.
Yeah, I think I grew up with too many bags of shredded Mexican blend cheese, which with the anti-caking agent on it.
Yeah.
And so I think I just have this like kind of aversion to like people piling shredded like low quality cheese on things.
Mm-hmm.
That said, I love American cheese, so who am I to talk? I love cream cheese.
I love all cheeses.
And then give me some. Ooh, dude, we got some Gruyere in the fridge.
I know we do.
Burrito for lunch.
Okay, Noriana.E.J. Beignets are the best pastry to ever be created. Interesting. So I disagree. I'm a big fan of cheese danishes.
You are a big cheese Danish fan.
Speaking of cheese, I love cheese Danish. Those
you
are my favorite.
Copenhagen pastry in Culver City?
I've never been to. Are you sure it's. You mean Rockwagner?
No, dude, Copenhagen.
I've never been.
Oh my God. So their whole thing is they just make like dope danishes and different varieties. They are so light and flaky and they're actually like Danes who have it.
Oh, fantastic.
Cute little storefront. Shout out to one of my favorite OG food podcasters, Zach Brooks at Midtown Lunch. He brought Rene Redzepi.
Wow.
To Copenhagen pastry, which is funny because if Rene Redzepi came to town, he was doing his podcast called Food is the New Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And most people, you know, when hosting Rene Redzepi would try and take him to like Vespertine or one of the fanciest restaurants in LA. And Zach was like, yo, we're going to this Danish little shop in Culver City. And Rene Redzepi was like, yeah, it's not the best, but it's not every Danish is the best in Denmark. So it's great.
What a nice guy.
Yeah,
I like Costco danishes.
That said, no, I'm a big fan of fried dough. Beignets. Not my favorite form of fried dough per se. I do, man, Krullers when they're good.
Krullers are good.
Krullers are really good.
Yeah.
They're fried like choux pastry.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. Beignets I don't find meaningfully different enough from American donuts. And I think I just prefer American donuts. I don't like powdered sugar. I like a glaze.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So beignets for me, not the best. But fried dough in general, yup. At Andrea Twin 2, croutons are just thick crackers. That's just factually inaccurate. Croutons are bread.
They're bread. Toasted bread.
Crackers are unleavened. Croutons are leavened. I see what you're saying. Functionally speaking, sure. Also, if you eat crackers as snacks, people look at you weird when you just eat croutons as snacks, which I believe is very unfair.
Do you know that my mom wouldn't buy crackers? So, like, I would eat croutons?
Yeah.
In place of crackers?
Good.
Like, just handfuls of Caesar?
Dude, they're so good. Just dip in croutons and dressing. That's one that's called salad.
No, I would just take them and utilize them as a cracker.
Yeah, which you
I don't dip it in dressing.
It's like a salsa. It's like chips and salsa. Dipping croutons in Caesar dressing and eating them. You didn't do that as a kid?
No Caesar dressing. I would dip it in cream cheese, I think.
No, that makes sense,
I
too.
I have issues. More cheese. More cheese.
Give me the cheese.
Every single one of these is going to have to do with cheese. I'm going to tell you right now. Okay, Skylar _ Suherland says, Captain Morgan with Mountain Dew tastes like cream soda. Guess I gotta try it out to find out. Oh, Skylar.
Maggie, get the captain.
Maggie.
I have drank this exact drink.
Is
with
it good?
Captain Morgan spiced dark rum.
Mm-hmm.
And it does taste like cream soda. I think
cool.
It's the sensation that we were talking about yesterday where you tasted some sort of extracty thing and you were like, this tastes like vanilla. What was it?
It was the key lime.
The key lime LaCroix.
LaCroix.
And I was like, I don't think it actually tastes like vanilla. I think it tastes like that potent chemical, the vanillin or castoreum extract,
castoreum,
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that they put in all extracts that just give it this like weird, heady aroma that people often associate with things like cream soda or vanilla. And so I think you just get the alcohol combined with the Mountain Dew artificial flavor chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
And I think your mind reads it as cream soda, where what you're really tasting is just like bizarre olfactory confusion. That said, crack dark Captain. Does Captain Morgan make Kraken?
I don't know.
The super, like the black
I've had
rum?
Kraken. I've had Kraken.
God,
before.
I drank so much Kraken mixed with like Squirt. In,
Everyone did.
Do you remember Ruby Red Squirt?
No.
There was a Red Squirt called Ruby Red Squirt, and I haven't been able to find it in a long time, and I miss Ruby Red Squirt. Is your stomach rumbling again? Nicole, push through.
I need a snack. I need some
get some croutons.
I need some croutons.
Can we for the podcast? Can we have like a bowl of emergency croutons just in the center of the table?
I'm hungry. Okay.
Also, to be clear, this is the first time we're recording at 9:30 a.m. instead of 12:30, and no one knows how it happened. We all just showed up, and we're like, "Yo, does someone have a meeting later? Why are we recording early?" And everyone's just like, "I don't know. It showed up on the calendar, so we're all here." So that explains Nicole's eating habits.
So embarrassed.
Oh, this is, I agree with this. Paul Along the Watchtower, great name.
Great name.
Great name. Butter pecan pancake syrup is where it's at. Maple syrup is trash. I don't agree maple syrup is trash. Butter pecan pancake syrup, they have it at IHOP.
Oh,
IHOP.
It's one of the things I was thinking. I'm like, wait a second. I've definitely seen that somewhere, but I didn't know where.
Yeah, and I don't think it's like a common thing at all. And again, it is just pure artificial flavor extracts, and it is so freaking good. It tastes like the ice cream. Yeah, IHOP has, I believe, is it boysenberry, strawberry,
I think it's boysenberry,
old fashioned maple, and butter pecan.
I like the boysenberry.
I don't know the sour syrups. I mean, I eat so much frozen blueberry syrup on things in the morning.
Yeah,
just because
sure do.
Yeah. All our pans are stained blue and purple in the kitchen because of it. Butter pecan pancake syrup, fire. IHOP, fire.
Do you hear that? I'm
it's
so
unreal.
Sorry.
Are you
I'm
okay?
So sorry. I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm so embarrassed. I don't know what to do. Okay. Amana Naveed. Forks are the ultimate utensil. I'm going to say spoon.
Bruh.
I like a spoon.
Bruh, fork. How can it be the ultimate utensil when the spork exists?
Oh, yeah. Spork. You're right.
You can't eat no damn soup with no fork.
You know what I'm going to say?
What?
Quick transition. Knife. Knife is very important.
Because you can stab and eat with a knife as you do a fork. I do that.
Yeah.
I feel like an old pioneer.
Yeah, you can peel stuff.
Yeah.
You can stab. You can cut into little pieces. If you get a special kind of knife that has a little divot, maybe, you can use it as a spoon if you're really desperate.
I think forks are actually the worst utensil.
Yeah, I agree.
I hardly use forks for literally anything.
I just use them to whip up my eggs and you get mad.
Yeah, that's true. Use a whisk. A whisk is a better utensil.
No, it's not.
It all depends what kinds of foods you're eating. If you're someone that eats like a chicken breast with like you know, a big old hunk of broccoli that you have to, like, cut into and stab. Sure. Yeah. But, like, all my meals are, like, either sandwiches
soup
or wet. They're either wets or sandwiches.
You stewify your meals.
Yeah.
Every meal is stewified with, like, either if it's, like, freaking, I don't know, Whataburger sauce or yogurt. Something happens where it's just wet food.
Gotta get me stewified. Rack. Anyone? Disturbed? Stupefied? Oh, that's a reference no one's gonna get. Anyways, no, the Filipino spoon-fork combo. That's where it's at. You use the fork to push the stew and rice onto the spoon, and then you eat it. Shout out to our Pinay and Pinoy audience.
Yes, we love you.
At Aman Navid again, the TikTok cloud bread isn't really bread.
That's correct.
Correct, correct, correct.
Correct.
But it gets into a semantic issue, whereas, like, if you're using it as bread, you know, does it technically, could you be allowed to call it that? Also, if you say cloud bread before that, does the modifier of cloud mean that you understand it's not a bread? You know, it's like calling something like a radish tortilla. It's like, obviously, yeah, we know it's not a tortilla. You just cut the radish real thin,
fold
stuff around it. But yeah, cloud bread sucks is the main thing.
Yeah, it's gross. I don't understand
except
it.
Except for the recipe that Nicole made on Mythical Kitchen. That's great. I forgot you did that.
You're mean. It was good. It was egg bread. It was good.
I believe you.
Okay. Strong beer 75. Great names. These names are just so impressive to me. Finishing salts and crunchy salts on top are disgusting. This is rude as hell.
I agree with him. I agree with him.
Oh my God, are you kidding?
Season your damn food.
Are you kidding me?
Dude, I've had dishes ruined by finishing salts.
Are you? Oh my God. I have at least 25 finishing salts at home.
Flaky salt, modern salt, all that. No, season your damn food.
There's nothing wrong with seasoning your food, but a little pop of that salty, beautiful, crystalline composition is, like, next level.
It depends on the dish. Like, if you, like, I do love a little bit of flaky salt on, like, bread and unsalted butter. Like, I prefer unsalted butter with the flaky salt on it. But anything else, Nicole is physically holding her stomach, trying to will it to stop grumbling. She's crying
What's
and cackling.
What's wrong with me?
But no, I've had so many dishes where, like, it tastes like you're eating sand because there's so much finishing salt on it.
No, I love finishing salt, dude.
Nah.
I think it's beautiful. I think it's expansive. I'm a hoe for finishing salts.
All right. I think this is French. Etrette.
Etrette.
Try this. Love this. Try this. Grilled cheese sandwich with bacon / chicken poured with red enchilada sauce. So yummy.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That to me sounds better than grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Yeah.
Just dipping it in hot enchilada sauce.
I think that's really good.
Little kind of burnt flavor on it.
I think that sounds delicious.
Keto good enchilada sauce. You got to fry the chilies in oil and kind of burn them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
I just buy the jarred stuff and I just cross my fingers and pray to God.
I was in like an hour Uber ride with a woman who like ran me through her entire enchilada sauce recipe. And
that's
she's like
nice.
Sells enchiladas on the side and she's like trying to bottle her sauce and it sounded really dope. And she like learned from her like grandma like in Mexico. And man, I was just enthralled. And then she told me a lot about her divorce.
All right, the last one of the day. The black chador 19...
Black luchador.
Oh, what
the
did
black
I...
luchador.
The black... Okay, I'm sorry. Why are these names so cool? The Black Luchador 9001 says strawberry jalapeno jelly slaps. It's a baller combo with anything you use jelly for. It's good on a cheese board. It's not that special.
Yeah, I think it's got its uses. I think for me, at some point, I love spicy food.
So do I.
I grew up eating it, but at some point I realized, like, not everything gotta be spicy. I do like the grassiness, the jalapeno that does kind of cut through the strawberry.
Sure.
Shout out to Tech Guy from Smosh, Tim, as featured in the Tech Guy from Smosh, Tim video on Smosh. He brought us some really delicious jalapeno strawberry jelly that I do love. But, I mean, if I'm like midday treat, just want a PB&J, I think I'm skipping the jalapeno.
Me too. I think there's a time and place for this. And that's on a cheese board.
Wait, hold on. One more.
Okay.
Tom Ferreira 87, sun-dried tomatoes are just Italian-flavored raisins. Yeah, I see no lies. I don't see any lies there. That's just true.
That's really
Italians
funny.
Eat them like raisins, too. They give them to kids on Halloween at the houses.
That's so funny.
That's a good one. I agree with that. And on that note, thank you for listening to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich. If you want to hear more from us here in the Mythical Kitchen, we got new episodes for you every Wednesday.
If you want to be featured on Opinions Are Like Casseroles, you can hit us up on Twitter at Mythical Chef or @NHandyZada with the # Opinion Casserole.
And for more Mythical Kitchen, check us out on YouTube where we launch new videos every week.
And of course, if you want to share pics of your dishes, hit us up on Instagram at Mythical Kitchen.
See you next time, Nicole. Go get some dang breakfast.
I need a snack.
We'll make an egg.
Just did it again. Wait, if I put my stomach next to the microphone.
ASMR, let's get weird. Let's get weird.
Hold on.
Stop slapping your stomach.
Come on.
This is weird for me now. I don't like this. Can I go home?
It's not happening.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.